Selling to the new elite. Discover the secret to winning over your wealthiest prospects. Authors: Jim Taylor, Stephen Krauss, and Doug Harrison. Tough times. We know how hard the last 4 years have been. Many have called it the Great Recession with good reason. It has already been far longer and more severe than any economic downturn since the Great Depression. Government economists tell us it began in December 2007. But the research has identified spending cutbacks and an emotional recession as early as mid-2006. Despite the government's assertion that the recession ended in June 2009, over 90% of the affluent believe the recession still continues today, and over 60% expect it to continue for more than a year. Most have reduced their spending. "I'll buy whatever I want" has been replaced with "let's buy only what we need." The process has made them feel smart, not deprived, and most expect to continue their newfound frugality and value orientation when and if the economy improves. Challenge, as always, creates opportunities. The desire to acquire runs deep in the human species, and despite their heightened value orientation, the affluent continue to shop, particularly in categories they are passionate about. Moreover, excellence is still valued. Despite the economy, the affluent have been reluctant to trade down. Their expectations about and desires for quality, craftsmanship, and service have not diminished. Meanwhile, their expectations that purchases must be thoughtful and meaningful have risen. The desire to acquire. People like stuff. They buy stuff. They accumulate stuff. They don't particularly like to get rid of stuff. It is deep in our DNA. It's so primal as to predate humanity itself. The field of behavioral economics emerged as a scientific study of anomalous human consumptive behavior. Economics broadened in its explanatory power rather than shrank. While economists struggle to make sense of the seemingly irrationality of human behavior, salespeople and marketers embraced it, and they have historically made understanding these quirks a central element of their professions. Once you own something, you value it more. You get used to it. You embrace its strengths. You begin to look back on your decision to buy with pride in your smarts and resourcefulness. The thought of parting with it is sad and brings to mind all the potential circumstances and consequences of loss. In short, it is loss avoidance and the endowment effect together, with probably a handful of related concepts thrown in. The desire to acquire is fundamental. The salesperson's role is more about unleashing and channeling that pre-existing desire than it is about forcing unwanted items on susceptible prospects. There are, of course, exceptions. Boiler rooms of high-pressure telephone salespeople hawking fraudulent investments do exist. The challenge. The biggest challenge in sales today is not a lack of consumer desire. Indeed, our brief review of history shows that desire to acquire extends beyond human nature and has rarely been stamped out, despite many attempts by many societies. It has been a challenge for governments seeking to maintain the status quo and for philosophers who feared that luxury would destroy the moral fabric of society. But for merchants, marketers, and salespeople, greater challenges lie elsewhere. Even as the economic turndown of the later 2000s drags into the new decade, the desire to acquire remained profound and fundamental. More restrained than in 2005 or 2006, to be sure, but as we have seen, it is still there and is still powerful. The biggest challenge in sales today, particularly as it pertains to the affluent, is this. Customers have stopped listening. In increasing numbers, affluent customers have stopped seeking out salespeople. They increasingly go to the internet to avoid salespeople altogether. The promise of a great sales experience is remembered fondly from the past, but it is being fulfilled with increasing rarity today. The three passions for sales success. 1. The passion of the salesperson. Success comes to them in part because they are so happy doing what they do. Similarly, prospects are happy to interact with them and feel good about spending money based on their relationships with them. 2. The passion of the prospect. Most wealthy individuals became wealthy not by aspiring to wealth per se, but by pursuing a personal passion. They came from middle-class backgrounds, worked hard, and achieved financial success through corporate leadership or entrepreneurship. 3. The passion of the product. In most product and service categories, there is a quality and price level far above the mainstream offerings. This is luxury. The point at which details transcend mere excellence to create a sublime emotional resonance. Service, and luxury service in particular, is delivered in a manner that surprises and delights, that brings about an emotional response that exceeds practical need. A passion for relationships. Aside from having a passion for selling, another characteristic of highly successful salespeople is their passion for relationships. Building relationships is the essence of successful sales. The goal is to turn that person, who is a one-time sale, into a repeat customer. And having a passion for developing relationships is key to making that change. Discover your passion and mold your environment. Your personal sales success is about discovering the passion within you and choosing and molding your environment to fit that passion. It's about finding ways to express that passion that fits with your personal style. Passion transcends personal style. In fact, it morphs and manifests itself differently in different people, dependent on personal style. When we interviewed top performers at a luxury auto dealership, we were struck by the variety of passions that could be expressed through top sales performance. One person simply had a passion for winning, for topping the company's sales charts each year. Another had a passion for the internet and had built a thriving customer base through savvy search engine optimization and eBay sales. Another individual had a passion for the outdoors, so he turned his hunting and fishing hobbies into opportunities to network with those who had similar passions, thereby making himself one of the most successful Hummer salespeople. The passion of the prospect. Most of the financially successful grew up in the expanding middle class of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Today, their average age is in the upper 40s. They have a tremendous belief in education. Over 80% of them are college graduates, and nearly half hold advanced degrees. But they are far more likely to have attended a public college than otherwise. They also believe in the importance of family. That is, they got married and had kids, and have largely been successful at keeping their families together. They have worked hard, typically for a long time with a respectable but not spectacular salary. Financial abundance often came suddenly. In liquidity, an event triggered by a company's going public or being acquired or a bonus afforded a new partner or some other watershed business moment. On average, this liquidity event happened about 10 years ago. Most of them are still learning to live with abundance, but they have held on to their middle-class attitudes. In fact, most still describe themselves as middle class at heart. The passion for family and the we need economy. Other than work, another great passion in the lives of the affluent is family. Freud famously called work and love the foundations of modern human life. And this certainly seems to be the case among today's affluent. 82% of the surveyed group is married, including 64% who are married to their first spouse. 3/4 describe themselves as a much more involved parent than my own parents were with me. And a similar number eat dinner together as a family at least 4 nights a week. Only 19% feel misunderstood by their kids. Indeed, the family spirit runs strong. It even transcends the human species. 94% of pet owners in this group consider their pets part of the family. 13 expressions of passion in selling. The following explores 13 straightforward, authentic ways to leverage the passions inherent in a sales situation. 1. Express the love of your job. 2. Tell detail-rich stories. 3. Discover a shared pursuit. People like to work with people similar to them. 4. Give the docent's tour. Be the tour guide of the prospect. Know everything about the product so you can give the history in context. 5. Understand their ultimate passion. Understand the family situation of the prospect as a major passion to him or her. 6. Satisfy the passion du jour. Value is the main driver to the prospect. Make sure you accommodate this value in the product you're offering. 7. Use the language of passion. 8. Understand that reliability is the new trust. Trust has become difficult, if not impossible, to achieve in a typical sales context, but it's an important concept, and it bears deeper examination. 9. Create a ritual of celebration. Closing a sale is a good cause of celebration. 10. Communicate a compelling brand promise. Make a list of what's true, meaningful, and distinctive about the brand you're selling. 11. Hone a compelling elevator pitch. Make sure your pitch touches the three passions. 12. Ask passion-based questions. Craft some passion-based questions that you can use to deepen your interactions with customers and prospects. 13. Sell to happiness. Be happy, express your happiness, and understand what would make your customer even happier.